such a sad little dork. Can't even bring herself to fight, can you? You never could. That's what makes it so easy. Gotta say, though, it'd be more fun if you put up a fight. Or a struggle, at the very least. No. Not even gonna try. You fucking sad sack. Well, don't suppose it really matters. I'm gonna be draining those heavy balls of yours in a few minutes, one way or another. Let's get started, dork. Oh. You look so pathetic lying there. Like a half-dead fucking fish just waiting to be butchered. God, I can see the hate in your eyes. You gotta ask yourself, though, if you hate me so much, then why is your cock? Oh, so fucking hard. If you hated me so much, I'd expect your cock to be like a water bubble. Instead, it's more like a fucking crowbar. You want this, don't you? You want to get raped by me? But you're wondering what I want with a baby, right? Two things. First, after I blow your kid out of my cut, I'm gonna want some child support. That's right, dork. You're gonna be paying for this baby's welfare for the rest of your miserable life. Second, I might have paid much attention in school, but I learned a thing or two about genetics. Thing is, a smart, nerdy guy like you, your genes ought to make a smart baby. Maybe you'll grow up to be a doctor, or a lawyer, or whatever the fuck you are. Either way, he's sure to be a supportive child. And then it's easy street for me. It's about cash. Cash is making your life even worse. What you gotta say is about the only thing that's ever gotten me on. Because your sad little micro penis sure isn't doing the trick. You closed. I gotta blow that load for me. Not a surprise. I didn't expect a little girl like you to last long. Why don't you just let go? Just give me all the cup and call the night. Blow that shit. Fucking fertilize me. Give me that baby batter. Do it. Be a good fuck toy and do it. Fasten it to me. Oh. You call that a cream pie? You barely so much as trickled in me. What's the matter? Don't your nuts work? Maybe you should cut that shit off and just ask the doctor to give you a cunt. Might suit you better. Should be enough, though. What with me ovulating and all. In a few months, I'll be a nice, juicy prego. And you'll be... Oh, what the fuck? Are you seriously crying? Shut the fuck up. Dry your goddamn tears, princess. And get the fuck out of my apartment. I know this dork. If you go to the police, it'll be your word against mine. And don't think for a minute that you'll be more convincing than me. Oh, officer. I should have filed a report sooner, but he said he'd kill me if I told anyone. I was so scared. He's a rapist. A monster. Please keep me safe from him. Got it. Now fuck off. I've got to figure out how I'm going to spend all the money I've got coming my way. Don't worry. I'll give some to the kid. Just enough to keep them alive. He stumbled onto the street, clothes torn and mind racing. He'd been raped, humiliated, and utterly defeated. She hadn't changed one bit. What a fool you were. To think that someone that rotten can turn over a new leaf. He meekly got in the backseat of a car and began to pass out from all the drugs, knowing full well that things were about to get a lot harder for you. You tried your best, but your actions were too kind, and your nerve was lacking. And for that, you get a bad ending. It's pink and it's soft, roses and rain, black and it's good like pleasure and pain. It's like planted a seed that he couldn't grow.